You are listening to the Riverfront Church Podcast, a place to explore faith, history, ideas, and more.
Hey, Riverfront Church, and welcome to the 505 Podcast. Friends, I am Pastor Chelsea, and I am joined by Pastor Emma and by the very talented Sharon Sable, who is our new music coordinator for Riverfront. So whether this is your first time tuning in to our podcast or your 100th episode, we welcome you. I'm so excited because we have the opportunity. We are sitting live around a dining room table together. That hasn't happened in, like, I don't know, how long?
Ever.
Ever? Yeah, I mean, we've never been around my dining room table. But just grateful to have some brunch and to be recording this live because all of us are fully vaccinated and we're just grateful for science this morning. The man behind the cam, Ken Grant, informed us that Delaware has started this new lottery system where if you have gotten your vaccine, you are eligible for this $302,000 prize. And so Sharon, to start it off, she just got it, friends.
I just got it.
Welcome to the 302. To start us off, what would you do with $302,000?
Gee, so a lot, right? You could do a lot with that. One of the first things I think I would do, and this just popped into my head, and I'm grateful that it did, the nurse that gave me the vaccine, Mia, I think her name was, at St. Francis, put me at ease.
Aww.
And I told her how awesome she was, and then she was really funny. She was like, oh, you should have seen me this morning. When, oh, yeah. But I was pretty nervous for the first shot, and she really helped me. And I think that nurses are the unsung heroes of our world. And we all saw that this past year, especially, you know, just what they've done, what they've been able to endure. So I would go back and I don't know, give her a big gift card somewhere or something. I live a block from St. Francis, which is pretty cool. So I might do something for the hospital itself. Mm. It's come in handy a couple times. Unfortunately.
Yeah, is there a tragic story?
Well, just, you know, my parents, like my mom fell once, she's fine, but having St. Francis right there was really a blessing. They're a really small hospital. So yeah, I would do a little donation to Mia and St. Francis.
Okay.
I'd also, speaking of my mom, I'd love to take her to Europe. She's never been there, so maybe Ireland or something like that would be really cool. Some kind of family trip. And then I would also, because I've worked in the service industry, I would just tip everyone really well for a while. Just
absolutely
anybody that I came across that I know, you know, was working hard and has a smile on their face, I would just tip.
I love that.
And also, there's just lots more, but.
I feel like that also just, like, speaks to your super generous, like, community nature that just, like, bubbles out of you, right? That, like, randomly you're like, oh, Mia! I want to connect with Mia again.
She was so cool!
Yeah, I just love that.
She was so cool. Yeah.
How, Sharon, tell us a bit of, like, how did you initially connect with this community? With Riverfront?
A very dear friend, Gina Degnars Graves, who is a musician as well, wonderful musician, singer-songwriter, pianist. She asked if Sean and I would do the 505 service 3 years ago. Time has a whole new meaning right now. I'd have to really think about it. I want to say 2017-ish. And it was just getting started. And it's so cool to still be a part of it and to see it evolving. And it's just really cool to be now involved in the way that I am. Yeah. Talking with my hands, but you can't see.
We also have, you know, several cups of coffee in front of us, so if y'all hear, like, especially fast talking or obnoxious giggling, there is a massive amount of caffeine flowing between the three of us. So, you know, drink coffee while you're listening to the podcast. It'll help a lot.
Yeah. We love coffee.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I loved is that you and Sean and so many of our musicians are plugged into the music scene around Wilmington. And that's always been like a really important thing to Riverfront Church, is to say, like, you know, we'll see you at worship, but also we'll see you at all these other venues. And like, that's really lovely and really energizing. So yeah, I think it's really beautiful. Do you want to talk about kind of what that feels like for you, how that is as a musician to kind of perform in all these different sort of places and being part of the larger community?
Yeah. One of my favorite things, again, is, and even more so now, is when we are playing somewhere. So not everywhere has music again yet, but we've been playing at Hummingbird to Mars, and it's sort of like, you know, a way for both, or I should say, like, different communities to integrate and to meet other like-minded people in a social setting where music is at the center of it, really. Some people go there for different reasons, but it's really it's known for having music, Hummingbird to Mars. So I'm looking forward to that expanding as we do more gigs again. What's really cool is that the Rock Lot downtown is happening again. It was at 7th and... It changed locations so it could be in a larger outdoor space.
So I think they're doing most of their stuff now at the new park at 7th and West.
Yeah, 7th right? and West is the current location. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool to be doing that in July with my full band, and to now know that that is sort of another overlap of people and organizations. You know, Wilmington Alliance is involved with Grace and Riverfront and Friends, and so it's sort of this expanding family and just sort of getting to know people even more in more ways than one. You know, it's really cool. It's very exciting for both Sean and me to be really getting involved more in community. I think it was, it just had to, you know, timing is important, and you know, things have been sort of established and you know, other like, you know, jobs are sort of stable and stuff like that, so we can really focus on community.
Yeah, I think that's been one of the most beautiful parts of the last couple of months for me, as it's just safer to gather again, right? I think, like, for me, I moved in January right before the pandemic, and so, like, it's crazy to me that this is the first time that y'all are in my house, and yet just so grateful. And so grateful that, like, a couple weeks ago, a few of us gathered, like, after I turned in my final paper, and all of, like, so many of you were insistent of, like, we're going to celebrate, like, this is a milestone, and just, like, looking around that table, and there being so many different Wilmington connections, and folks who, a couple who I had known, like, from growing up, but most people around that table I had met within the last year. And yet, like, watching you all connect, right? Like, watching you and Sean walk in and see Laura from Wilmington Alliance.
Right,
or
right.
Laura,
so cool.
Right? Like, Laura from Wilmington Alliance connecting with Kevin from Habitat. And, like, them both serving on the land bank together. And, like, they didn't know they were both going to be there.
Right.
And so I just find, like, so much joy in, like, creating and, like, holding that space. And it really hasn't been until the last couple of months, maybe even the last week or so, where I've realized how much my soul has missed that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's just been really beautiful to watch it. I mean, it's, I think, one of the gifts of Wilmington being small is that you can connect with a couple of people, and mm-hmm. all of a sudden you're connected with the city.
Yeah. It's so easy to connect.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that I love about Riverfront, as opposed to maybe a traditional church model. It's like, you know, traditional church model, it's like, okay, well, these are the church people, and I only see them on church time, and they have this one specific role to me, and they are that job duty, that role, that volunteer, that's all of their identity. Whereas I think for our Riverfront community, because we get to see people in different venues and interact with them, not just as coworkers or not just as, you know, a commodity, but as actual friends and as, you know, gifted, talented people in bringing skills and gifts, I love that so much. I think it's really beautiful. So
yeah, I agree. Yeah. You just sort of made me visualize. So Brouhaha in Greenville is starting to have live music again. And one of the reasons I loved that gig before and will continue to love it is that it's early. And anyone, like, you know, families can come, kids can be there. And I've always kind of felt comfortable singing any song there. So, mm-hmm. you know, I could throw in "'Tis a Gift to Be Simple." You know, it's a coffee shop. Anyone, it's a beautiful hymn. And it, you can hear it on a Friday night, you know, while you're having dinner. I just think it's really cool when there are venues that are not, that don't necessarily feel like bar, club atmospheres where, you know, but there's music and community and food and connection and conversation. So I'm really looking forward to that place. And I think that, you know, plugging it, obviously, because it's such a nice place for anyone to come to and feel really comfortable, you know, whether you drink or not, or if you're not a late night person, it's nice and early. So, yeah, I'm excited for it.
And I think, right, like, that's also been the hope of music at Riverfront, right? Like, that not all of our stuff is specifically worship, like, quote-unquote worship music. And yet, music, I think, is such a beautiful entry point for so many, right? Like, when we're on the riverfront, people stop and, like, listen for a minute or two 100 times more when it is music playing rather than, like, when one of us is preaching or praying or, you know? And so just, like, that piece of drawing people in.
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah.
I'm wondering what has kept you energized or filled with joy over the past year. I know kind of when you're talking about playing at Brouhaha and that venue, that it sounded like that brings you great joy because it is so open. What's kept you going during these unprecedented times? You know? Yeah. Can confront that if he wants.
The word of 2020.
Yeah.
2021 is efficacy, by the way.
Better.
They say that a lot on NPR. So that's a great question. I think we've all had some time to reflect on that and be really clear about what helped us through and even while we were in it. I've never had so much time to reflect and to be aware of, you know, what makes me happy. I think all of us went through that. Honestly, having live streams, you know, in terms of still having to show up and make music. I mean, that's what I've been doing, honestly, since I was a teenager. So the 505 services that we started doing in November, we did almost every other week. That was a huge part of what, you know, I could focus on and find songs for, and I'm really grateful for that because, again, it's finding songs that are meaningful, that don't have to fit in the box of, you know, of worship music per se, traditional mm-hmm. worship music, but that are still sacred and make people feel less alone in the world. And so that every other week, with 505, and then all the, you know, the handful of live streams that we did throughout the 14 months. And we're still doing some. Yeah. Yeah. I think just again, finally having the time to slow down a bit and declutter, that kept me going. That felt really good.
Nice.
You know, online yoga, cooking, and then just sort of appreciating the little connections here and there. The grocery store, you know, you could find them.
Yeah. I think that piece that you really get of connecting the theme to what we're doing in worship, or like the wider focus of what's happening with Riverfront, the bringing in different musicians, like so much of that is why I'm just so excited that you have said yes to this music coordinator role, and you've been in it now for a month or so, and I'm just wondering, like, why did you say yes?
Oh, because it just felt right. Why would I say no? Why would I say no to this? I'm super excited, and I've really admired the people at 505 as a hired musician. And as part of the community in that way. So now getting to work closely with you all is really a gift, a blessing, and it's helping me, you know, be better at what I do and more clear about what I want that to be. Yeah,
what are some of your hopes for music at Riverfront in this next season?
Well, you know, we've talked about that a little bit as a whole, right? Like all of our vision for that. I think having more music leading into and out of the service is a hope and easy to do, easy to integrate. Bringing in people who are awesome, and we have some really exciting guests coming in the next few months. And I think it's going to organically evolve into something even more beautiful because, you know, when you bring good people in and good intention in, it's inevitable for it to really take shape and be special. I went to a service in New York this past weekend, the Good Shepherd Church in New York, and it was so inspiring to just walk in and hear great music and go, wow, this is what we're doing too, you know? So I'm definitely very excited and inspired.
I think one of the things that really gives me hope about music and about this community is the ability to frame it within the larger Wilmington community. One of the things we were talking about before we pushed the record button, I think, was about the Clifford Brown Jazz Festival and about the Ladybug Festival and all these like music festivals. And I love that we can be open to say, like, you know, these are not our events. We're not co-opting them. We're not claiming them, but we're saying this is part of the community that we're in.
Yeah.
Some of the musicians that we know might be part of it. And I think it's really beautiful, and I love how invitational that can be of, like, we are intentionally in part of this community, you are intentionally part of this community, how can we show up well for each other? And I think that's really beautiful.
Yeah.
That wasn't a question, that was just
no,
a
second. No, and it's such a good point. It's so true. Yeah.
Well, Sharon, any other final things you would want our listeners to know about you, or things coming up for Riverfront?
Or do you have things you want to plug of your own? If you have website, blogs, you do whatever.
I was just nominated for a Homie Award. Yay! That was really cool. So I'm not sure how that works. I think people can vote. And a lot of great artists are on there. Darnell Miller, who you'll see this weekend on the music service, Darnell and Javi. So yeah, to just sort of seek out, you know, I think there are great things happening here. They've been happening throughout the pandemic, but they're even more so, you know, accessible now. And come on out, you know, get involved and enjoy the creativity and the vibrancy of creativity in Wilmington. Like I said, Brouhaha is starting to have music Fridays and Saturdays, nice and early. I'm there on June 25th, I believe, the last Friday in June. And keep an eye out for Clifford Brown, which is August 4th through the 8th. Ladybug has little pop-up things we've heard. So just sort of, you know, get on social media, even though sometimes we try to stay away from it, and use it for what it's there for, you know, in the good sense, which is, you know, what's happening. Dewpoint has music often. It's a great family environment. And of course, you know, every third week we have a different rotation. I'm sure for those of you who've been tuning in, you're aware of the rotation that we're doing now. So every week is something different, and that's I like that. I think that's special. So just stay connected. That's my last little nugget there, I'd like to say.
Yeah, and I would add to that, that if there are certain things that you all listening want to see and want to hear, to let us know.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we are constantly figuring this out together, and we are constantly looking for new voices to add to our mix, and so Sharon has just been doing an amazing job of coordinating folks, and so if you are listening to this and you're like, wow, this church, maybe I could play something for them, let us know.
Yeah.
Leave it in the comment section. Send us a message on Facebook. We would love to connect with you.
Yeah. All are welcome.
Yeah, all are welcome. Friends, it's been a gift. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for staying connected to Riverfront Church. Thanks for the ways that you continue to give and that you continue to support this community. Just so grateful for Sharon, so grateful for Emma, for Ken, who is behind the camera / microphone, and just this opportunity to sit together around a table. So friends, hope that you have a great day. Hope that you find some good music and that your week is full of hope. We will talk to you soon.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Riverfront Church Podcast. You can connect with us online at riverfrontwilmo.com or on Facebook. Just search for Riverfront Church in Wilmington, Delaware. May God meet you where you are and lead you where you are meant to go.